I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of!
Everybody in there!
Get into it!
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today. If you're on the radio, if you're joining us, if you're on KMBZ 980 AM, if you're listening on podcasts, or if you're joining us on grillnationshow.com or on my social media, we greatly appreciate it. As always, you can connect with the Grill Nation Show on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Jason Grill. I am very excited to have on our show this week just an awesome Kansas Citian and a person who's involved in a lot of different things and is a very creative genius, if you want to call him that, as far as sports architecture and design and everything that's cool. He has joined us a handful of times this year, and I'm excited to have him back. And we're obviously going to bring on another guest as well on us on this show, but I want to welcome in Jonathan Cole, who is the owner and founder of Pendulum. Their website is pendulumkc.com. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Jason, great to be with you again. It's a pleasure.
It's amazing how fast time goes, huh? Like, I feel like we just saw each other, but that was like in April, I think.
I know. Time just flies, especially when you're busy, right?
Oh my gosh, tell me about it. Well, let's tell us about Pendulum real briefly again and kind of what you all do over there, and then we'll catch up on some of the initiatives and then preview our guests for today.
We're architects. We're doing a lot of work across the nation, a lot of sports work, doing a lot of work in town now in Kansas City. The Truce Village project, which has been all over the news, is fun. It's a huge multi-block development here in Kansas City on the east side. And then our sports work is ongoing. We like to consider ourselves curators of cool. So having a lot of fun out there doing cool stuff.
Yeah, and so it's great to hear you're doing some stuff in town, too. I know you do stadiums and work all over the country, but I'd love to hear that. Hopefully, we'll be doing more of that here in the near future.
Absolutely. That's one of our initiatives. We've been working hard at it over the past couple of years. We've got Michaela Simpson here in the office, who's been doing a great job of really kind of networking, and now with Teresa, my wife, who's also helping out with some of our diversity engagement. It's just I've got a great team. John Imes as well. He just got promoted to associate principal. So lots of fun.
You guys are growing, huh?
Absolutely.
I love it. And then your office is in the crossroads. You're right in the heart of town. East Crossroads, where all the cool stuff's happening now. And it's got such a cool vibe there, man.
Who would have thought, 9 years ago when I bought the building, people were thinking that I was crazy. And now I'm a genius.
Well, I need to get back down there. It's been a while.
Absolutely.
I just love to just come in there and, have a cup of coffee or just walk around. It gives me a lot of energy, that's for sure.
Well, we've got some new pieces to show you, too. I got a new room that I'm finishing up. So when it's done, you'll come over and hang out.
Awesome. Well, I love it. Jonathan Cole is our guest. PendulumKC is the .com is the website. Great collaborator with the Grill Nation show. On today's show, Jonathan, we're going to be talking to someone you collaborate with, another really cool, inspirational person here in town. We're going to bring on Josh Williams. Tell us about Josh and kind of and how you interact with him.
Josh is, he's a producer, he's a composer, he's a musician, he's a creative. He's my brother. I love him to death. We've been collaborating on music for quite some time now. Every month he sends me a track, and our process, which I'm sure we'll get into, is really intriguing. But we've always sought out to collaborate with people that we think are at the top of their game. And, you know, we've talked about Mikey Wheeler with Jordan Zazart, Patrick Klima with Wyco Vintage, the Wade Brothers at Dunkin' Donuts Park, Dale Frommel with Fab Plus. Josh is really just a powerful addition to that creative circle.
I don't know if we've ever had not only a person that runs a production company, but also a musician, a composer, a producer. He also educates a lot of the future. He has mentorship programs. We'll get into those and what he wants to build with kind of teaching people how to do a lot of the things he does already. We've done a lot of shows, and we've never had someone with that creativity come on the show from a musical standpoint.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think you're going to love him. Just everything about him is good. And for somebody to be that talented and so humble, that's kind of what is just really endearing to me about him is, you know, I think he is doing work everywhere. But the fact that, you know, he's just one of my brothers, just a guy from around the corner, that just makes it even better.
Yeah, you might have mentioned this, but how did you guys connect again?
We've known each other for a long time and just, you know, admiring his music. You know, he's had some bands. We'd see him perform live. Just fell in love with what he does and you know, just kind of kept growing from there.
You obviously your love of sneakers and fashion and style. And tell us about kind of how music has been a part of your journey, I guess. I know you, at one time I asked you the question of which concerts you want to go to or what was your favorite concert at some point, but you're engaged in so many of these different lifestyle types of things. How does music play into that?
Well, music has always been a part of my life. My parents growing up used to spin vinyl every weekend. You know, we'd listen to it and grew an inner appreciation of it. I played piano and saxophone and clarinet going up. I've kind of lost that talent over time, but I've always had a good ear. And so I have an ear for, you know, in my own vinyl collection here in the office, I've got that ear for music and samples and things. And so, you know, I think it's a vibe, right? You know, when you walk into our office, you'll always smell white lilies and you'll always hear music. And that's kind of the vibe that we put off. And, you know, people that understand that, they hire us. You know, that's just kind of how it works. So Josh is, you know, his abilities and his creativity, it's icing on the cake for us.
Yeah, you definitely work with the right people. And your name keeps coming up in conversations that I've been in lately, Jonathan. I don't know if because you've been designing future Royal stadiums and getting a lot of publics on that, or if it's just that you're engaged in everything in Kansas City now. I'm hearing more about you these days.
Well, we're working hard. It's a team effort. I can't do it without my people. So we're all busy working away, and I'm enjoying it.
I've got to say that my car is still running, my convertible I bought, which I was inspired by the one in your office.
Excellent. Excellent.
I actually took it into the shop, and I had to get one of my first, fixes on it. Then I realized, you know, you always realize that it costs a little bit more to keep these classic cars moving here, right?
Well, it's like my good friend Bobby Schumacher says, it costs money to be cool.
Very good point. Well, I'm excited to have back Jonathan Cole from Pendulum. PendulumKC.com is a fabulous studio. If you go to their website, they have some really cool pictures and designs, and they talk about kind of their lifestyle brand, you know, their different awards. They've been in the media a lot, all the different things that they do with kind of their developments and how those come together. You mentioned the one they're working on Truce. They have a mock-up of a new potential downtown Royals baseball stadium. They've worked on projects all over the country. Just fascinating website, and it's at PendulumKC.com. And again, today we're going to be joined here in just a second by Josh Williams, who is the founder of Bear Productions. I hope I pronounced that right. I hope I did. I'm still getting used to this online format here, Jonathan, after it's been a year of COVID. But you're going to also hear his tracks that he's produced throughout the show on our ins and outros. So look forward to that as well. We'll be right back with Josh Williams here on the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. I appreciate you joining us each and every week on the radio, on podcast, or on our YouTube page. We're also obviously online at grillnationshow.com. You can also go to our YouTube page, which I mentioned. Just search for Jason Grill and Grill Nation Show, and we'll have all of our guests, all of our watchable shows, all of our sneak peeks. Everything is right there on the YouTube page. You can watch us. You can listen to us. You can find us on podcast, radio, or on the web. We're also joined today by Jonathan Cole, who's a great collaborator in Kansas City. And he is the founder of Pendulum, PendulumKC.com, a great architectural and design studio here in the region. And our special guest today is Josh Williams. Josh is just does everything. A production company, musician, producer, creative, very cool guy. He's also a founder as well. Bear website here is bearproductions.com. Welcome to the show, Josh. How are you?
Not too bad, Jason. Thanks for having me, man. This is really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I don't get to hang out with two cool guys like this very often. So most of my days are spent with, let's see, lawyers or developers who are trying to build projects and going to neighborhood meetings. And this radio show really is the breath of fresh air where we actually can have a real conversation sometimes and kind of peel back from all of the day-to-day grind and business talk. So we're happy to have you. Tell us about yourself, Josh, a little bit about your background. Just kind of curious to what you, how you grew up and what you do and where you came from.
Okay. Well, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, was classically trained on trumpet at the age of 11. And from there, I was studying under some really, really heavy hitters in the music realm of things. I got a chance to really work with the Marsalis family, really, really close with Wynton Marsalis and Susan Slaughter. She was the first female principal trumpet player in St. Louis, or it might actually even be the country. I have to do my research on that. But I was professional as far as being a trumpet player by 16, I was teaching lessons and playing shows around town. And by about 18, I got an opportunity to come to Kansas City for studying with Bobby Watson at the Conservatory of Music at UMKC. And I guess from there, I got my performance degree in jazz studies. And we did a couple different international tours, been playing in different places like Japan, France, the UK, things like that. And then I got more interested in film scoring for TV and movies after I kind of got the touring bug out of me.
Wow. So I went to college in St. Louis. So I understand kind of the climate and the look and the feel. What the trumpet, huh? What was that like? I can't even imagine learning how to play the trumpet at age 11.
Oh, it's a physical instrument. And if you don't keep up with it, it's easy to lose. But like, I brought it home. I picked the instrument on accident because at age 11, I discovered Star Wars and I fell in love with like the themes of some of the characters and the music from John Williams. And so, literally the next day when we went to school on that Monday, a brass quintet came to our school and, I can't remember the girl's name, but she played one of the themes from Star Wars. I was like, yo, I want to do that when I grow up. That sounds amazing. And so when I get the opportunity to get in the band and play an instrument, I was like, I want to play French horn. That was the instrument that she played. And the school, I went to a public school and they were just, they didn't have enough of those instruments because A, they're rare, and B, they're very, very expensive. So if you didn't take lessons, it was just like, we're going to give this a kid that actually can use it. And so they stuck me on trumpet, which was something close to it. And I brought it home. And my dad, he used to play in drum and bugle corps when he was a kid. And we were fighting over it and trying to figure out how to play it and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of just stuck from there. I really enjoy like the practicing process. You get to watch yourself grow at very small increments. That's what really stuck with me.
Well, yeah, that answers the question of how you chose this career path. I mean, Star Wars, who knew?
Yeah, crazy stuff.
I mean, I don't know if there's one. I mean, I'm 42. I mean, the first Star Wars, I think, came out. I think I was too young to go see it in the theaters. I think I saw it like shortly after. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, as a child, as a, you know, it kind of changed your life in certain ways. It obviously changed yours.
Totally. A kid seeing laser swords on TV is just, that's the way you get someone's attention for sure.
So... John and Jonathan, chime in whenever. I'm curious about kind of, you know, you talked about your history, your background, kind of how did you choose kind of to move into kind of starting your own company?
So I actually, after I got married, I realized that the touring stuff it's not as ideal for a family, especially if you want to be there. And so I got my wife actually proposed the idea of like, why don't you start trying to score for TV and film? And I thought it was a great idea, especially because I would get to work at home or be able to rent a studio. And so from there, I started to realize that normally when I was performing live and doing things with my own groups, I was improvising melodies. And that's essentially what you do when you're writing for a TV show or for a different scene. You're collecting all the different emotional frequencies from the room, the space, or just the amount of what energy that people are giving. And developing a story or helping to tell a story from there. And that's essentially the core of what Bear Productions does, is we try to help sonically tell stories without using words.
And that's really, Jason, the strength, I think, one of Josh's strengths. You know, for me, collaboration is a mutually beneficial conversation. And, you know, when you think about the process that Josh and I have gone through, I'll send him something that we've done and I'll tell him, you tell me what you feel when you see it and you tell me what sounds cool or what looks cool about it. I don't tell him, well, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. I always just have him feel it, and however he responds to it, when he sends it to me, I'm good to go. I don't change it. I don't ask him to tweak it. It is whatever he says it is. And to me, that's true collaboration, is I trust him to pull the best out of me.
And that works both ways, because what normally will start with most of our clients is a conversation, get to actually know the person, the brand, where they're coming from. It's easier for Jonathan and I because we've known each other for so long. But like even when we're doing special design projects and things like that where he wants to incorporate audio, I try to come into the studio where he's at. And I mean, the vibes of his office and things of that nature always contribute to what we come up with as a finished product, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It seems like you guys have a very good collaborative relationship. There's no doubt about that. And does that differ with other clients? You mentioned other clients. If you go to your website, bearproductions.com, you can see some of the other brands that you've worked with. I mean, is Jonathan a special cat, or do you have like, does it work like this with other people?
Jonathan's special just because there's certain things that Pendulum do that like other brands that I work with aren't really, they might be a little more part of the status quo. And Jonathan likes to break the mold, which is a great thing because it helps with branding and standing out. But with other companies, normally they have I normally work with different brands like Avino. We've worked with Verizon Wireless a couple times. And with them, it's a little bit more towards captivating the story that they're already telling and then keeping the music in the background to make sure that it's like maybe more of a subconscious thing, where Jonathan likes to feature the artistic sides of what he's doing. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, yeah. Your name, your XJ Will.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because I was on your social media today and you got 23,000 Instagram followers. You're an influencer, Josh.
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to figure it out.
And by the way, we need to mention too, you work with Taco Bell, which which I'm sure a lot of people are fond of at some point of their life. So I have to
Put
it out there.
That was actually one of my first big placements, which was really, really cool to work with that brand. But like with the X, it's actually, it's just J Will. The X is silent. It's I came up with the name and realized that there's a sports broadcaster personality that uses that moniker. And so with branding, I just thought it looked cool. And so we kind of stuck with it and it just kind of works.
Got it. I didn't know if it was, it's like I when I was a kid, you know, skateboarding got cool and I tried it for like a second. I bought one, I think, or I got one, and then I tried, you know, rode it down the block, but then all the kids at like the skate park, they had cool words and names and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, I wish. So now I'm glad that you have a real like explanation as to why it just the sportscaster got in the way or a what are your inspirations, Josh? I mean, where do you pull your? You mentioned the score of Star Wars as a kid, but how about now?
My inspiration can be really eclectic at times. When I was a kid, I used to play in different orchestral groups, and what really like blew my mind was this certain song. It's by Modest Mussorgsky, who's a composer from like the late Romantic period. And he wrote this symphony piece called Pictures at an Exhibition. And it literally, he takes paintings and writes, he tells complete stories through music from these simple paintings that he's found in this this art museum. And I thought that was extremely, really clever. And so like inspiration like that is something that I try to model my stuff by. Art, fashion, architecture, sometimes even with different ways that I like to manipulate rhythms and things. Well, sometimes I'll use based off of architecture and different algorithms in my computer software. And then artists also always inspire me. Guys like Ludwig Göransson, if I'm pronouncing that right, hopefully Hans Zimmer, Quincy Jones, Kanye West, guys like that. They're just always pushing the envelope as far as with what creativity is, because music is so accessible to make nowadays. You get a lot of cookie cutter different scenarios of what music sounds like. And so to have someone always bring something fresh is honestly what I try to aspire to do as well.
That's fascinating. We'll be right back after the break with more Grill Nation. Jonathan Cole and Josh Williams are our guests today. To the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill. I appreciate all of you for joining us again today. As always, every week we're on the radio, KMBZ 980 AM. We're on podcast networks, Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, also on YouTube at Grill Nation Show and at Jason Grill. I want to thank Jonathan Cole from Pendulum, Pendulum Studios, pendulumkc.com. Is the website. Put it up there on the screen, pendulumkc.com. Also joined today by Josh Williams, who is the founder of Bear Productions, bearproductions.com. He's also all over social media and YouTube and all of the, you know, TikTok too. Josh, you're like doing it all, man. I have not got into TikTok, but I know it's popular. XJ_Will is your handle throughout all social media. So check that out. We're getting into kind of your all's creative process and influences. How does what Josh, let's start with you and then Jonathan, please fill in here. Sure. Josh, how does what Pendulum does on a daily basis and with all the things they're working on their brand kind of influence you and what you do when you work with Jonathan?
So that's a really good question, because Pendulum always pushes the envelope to be different just by being themselves, which is like a very, very weird paradigm to kind of go off of. But like it works, because whatever the status quo is, like he'll normally just, oh, that's cool, but I want to go left. And so that's normally how we end up collaborating with each other, which is really, really fun. So this is really cool, because when we do that, the impossible or just this would never work, It's viable. We could try it. And so when that happens, normally without restrictions or maybe creatively creating restrictions, like, hey, we need something that has this color or tint to it. Normally, when we have those kind of feedback options collaborating with one another, we realize that like anything is really, really possible when it, and it takes off the pressure, because we know that like we're just throwing stuff at the wall to see what really, really works.
Yeah, I mean, authenticity for me is key. You know, what you see is what you get. I mean, what you see really is who I am and who we are, I think, as a brand and as people. And I think just working with Josh, it heightens that, you know, it uses your sensitivity of sonically to understand what we're about and who we are. And that's what I love about it.
Let's talk too about your Beyond Buildings. What is that? Because I did go through the website and look at it, but let's get a better definition and kind of how Josh plays into that as well.
It focuses on the five senses of our design methodology. So sight, sound, taste, texture, and smell. You know, people today are inspired by art, fashion, music, culinary arts, fragrance. And so our goal is to go beyond just vertical architecture. And, you know, in its traditional application, I think that people have just settled into, as designers, architecture as shelter. And we want our designs to be ingredients for memories. So that involves more than just what you see. It's, you know, think about it this way. If you've ever been somewhere, maybe an event, and you like it, it feels right. It feels cool, but you don't know why, but it's cool. But in contrast, when you're somewhere and the vibe is off, you immediately know why it's not cool. And so our Beyond Buildings initiative really, it focuses on experimentation in the built environment to heighten that sensitivity to all those items mentioned above. And, you know, stay tuned, because, you know, you're going to hear more and more about emotional muscle memory. You've seen it in my writings, but we're about to release something really interesting that really kind of rolls that all up in a ball.
Yeah, I definitely know that feeling. What about you, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Like, so it's just,
I've been in some of those rooms before.
The
a lot
cool
of chicken
thing,
dinners, Jonathan, over the years.
A lot of what Jonathan does, I trigger off of like nostalgic feelings, because especially as a kid, there's certain things that influence you that you might not even be aware of. Like, for instance, with me, it's whenever I smell like fresh cut grass, I think of my dad, because he used to run a lawn mowing business. So like things of that nature, if you can incorporate that into the design, the experience of walking into one of Jonathan's projects is just, it's just different.
Yeah.
And I think about it like this, when going back to emotional muscle memory, think about it from a sports standpoint. When you go, I was recently at two different sports facilities on the East Coast. I went into one and there was no smells. It was just kind of, you walk in there. And then in contrast, an hour later, I drive to another facility and you immediately smell popcorn and peanuts. That triggers memories. I know that when I go to sports facilities, memories are triggered based on feelings that I had when I maybe went to Dodger Stadium with my dad. Those are fond memories that, you know, come out of nowhere and are triggered by scent. You know, even stores like the Nike store pumps in the smell of rubber into their facilities, you know. So yeah. How do we start to use heightened sensitivity to these things to evoke emotion? I think that's going to create better design all the way around. And so that incorporation of art, that incorporation of texture, textiles, fashion, those are all things that people are interested in now. And that's where we've been for a while, but now we're pushing really hard. You know, we have an industrial designer on staff now, Jake McClure, and he's amazing. I mean, you're going to see some things coming out of us. You know, we're designing a whole fashion line for a sports team right now. So we're pushing. It's truly beyond buildings.
Wow. I can't wait to see that. That'll be fun.
It's going to be good.
You got to keep pushing the envelope. But if you want to check it out, it's at pendulumkc.com/lifestyle. They go through the Beyond Buildings. And it is fascinating. So I'm excited to see more of that. What have you guys collaborated on recently? Anything you want to point to? I know that there was some events recently. An anniversary event, but is there anything collaborated on that you really were excited about?
Well, I mean, all the Royal stuff, all the music that you see in the background on that, you know, KansasCityLovesTheRoyals.com, that's all music by Josh. All the fly-throughs and things, Josh scored all of that. I'd send him the information and he'd score to that. Our anniversary, our 14-year anniversary last year was big for us. 14, you know, honestly, it's like 15 this year is going to be ridiculous. But last year during COVID, we were very limited to, and we're still in COVID, obviously, but we have to be careful. But, you know, last year we released two videos. One was kind of our initial offering, and Josh produced, scored, put that whole thing together. I did the voiceover, but then Josh put everything together. I thought it was brilliant. And then we did a director's cut, which was a lot more edgy, you know, and it made a few statements. But that exposes who we are. And Josh did all the music for that too. So those were amazing to me. And we've even done some experimental things. I think our 12-year anniversary, I asked Josh to put a band together, and we collaborated with a DJ as well. So it was a lot. I don't know, Josh, you tell them about it, but I think it was the first time you had a live DJ and a live band collaborate and improvise together. And it was brilliant.
Yeah, that was really, really special, because we hadn't experimented with something like that before. And because it was interesting, because we were getting into, like, some of the guys in the band were getting into production. And so we were trying to figure out some way to incorporate those things while still having the live feel. And so incorporating the DJ, having live instruments, yet we're still playing with tracks that we maybe have prepared in advance or we're creating on the spot, was really, really interesting. And just to feed off the energy of everybody in the room was really, really fun. That was one of my favorite projects for sure.
Very much so. Jonathan Cole, Josh Williams are with us today. Josh, I want to talk to you about your passion for education and how you're using your talents and experience to serve as an educator through Bear Productions.
Okay, yeah. My true passion is teaching, because if it wasn't for my mentors, teachers, guys like Jonathan to kind of point me in the right direction, like I wouldn't be in this position where I am today. And so, like, what I try to do is, with culminating all the experience, almost 20 years in the music industry, whether that be from the live perspective, touring, the production angle, I'm trying to think of just the business side. I've even worked in retail in the music industry before. Just to collect all those experiences and to be able to share learning experiences or mistakes that I've made with students and clients, help to pinpoint through storytelling of, okay, I kind of did this. You might want to look out for XYZ. And normally when that happens, we always find better results and quicker outcomes to what the result of what they're trying to do. I always try to cater these things to each individual person, which makes teaching even more of an experience for me. I grew up as the oldest of four boys. And so knowing that, hey, here's the path that I went, but something you might want to look out for, maybe you want to try something different, has always been something that's resonated with me.
Yeah,
I appreciate that as well, Jason, because, you know, I tell my staff all the time that we're not selling architecture, we're selling vision. And a lot of that has to do with, it's easy to tell your client that you shouldn't do something because you said so. But it's better to tell them, you know, when I worked on this project 15 years ago and I did exactly what you're saying, here was the outcome. So that really kind of is parallel to what Josh is saying. It's that education process. You know, you never stop learning and you also never stop teaching.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. And your process sounds like it's very one-on-one, Josh.
Yeah, I try to make it as individual via the master apprentice situation as possible, just because even especially what I find with a lot of students is that it's true, you can learn anything on YouTube, but the amount of time it takes, because maybe if you're looking for something, you don't actually even know the name of what you're looking for to figure out. And so with the direct feedback between a teacher, they can kind of, okay, this is what you're trying to get to, this is the way to do it. It's always as extremely effective as to where spending hours on YouTube might be a little more frustrating.
What do we do without those instructional videos?
Yeah.
figure out what's wrong with my air filter, you know? I mean, in 2 seconds. Or how to change it something. Josh Williams, Jonathan Cole are our guests today on the Grill Nation Show. Jonathan, obviously the founder of Pendulum, and Josh, the founder of Bear Productions. We'll be right back after this break with more of the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for listening today. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill. It's been a fascinating show so far with Jonathan Cole, a great collaborator with the show from Pendulum. He's the founder of just an incredible architectural and design studio with a, as you mentioned, you got the vision and you have the cool factor, according to me and according to everyone else in this city, pendulumkc.com. You also, we're also joined today by Josh Williams, who is the founder of Bear Production, just an incredible creative mind, runs the production company, an entrepreneur, a musician, does it all, a composer. He learned how to play the trumpet when he was 11. We've learned a lot about Josh today, that's for sure. Josh, real briefly kind of touch on this, the future of what you want to grow, the education and mentorship, because I think that is just a really cool add-on to everything else you're doing. I mean, I'm assuming you want to continue to grow that.
Oh, yes. So I'm in the small stages right now because I'm trying to gather information as to what my audience really wants to learn about. I was influenced, again, as we talked about earlier in the show, Wynton Marsalis, when we went to one of his concerts, one of the things we always knew, and it's been written in a lot of his articles, is that he will take younger individuals that are trying to do similar things and try to teach as much as possible. And I've really, really tried to grasp onto that and to be able to show the younger generation on how to push the envelope further. And so what we're trying to do right now is we're developing an online school to be able to help teach music theory, music production, how to plan a tour, all those kinds of things that are assimilated with making a living off of your art sonically is what we're in the process of developing at the moment.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so cool. Well, you guys have worked on a lot of projects together. What was your favorite one you've worked on to this point? You thought really brought out the creativity and really was like, if you had to pick it, it was exactly what you were looking for.
I think my pick is probably different than Jonathan's, but we made a track called Streusel, which was done, I think, last year during the heat of the lockdown. That was really, really cool because it was based off of a press release that got put out. And I knew behind the scenes how much Jonathan was working towards acquiring certain assets in his company. And I thought that it was really personal because I was going through something really similar. And so to be able to put that out and embody that essence of that experience through music was really, really, it was thought provoking for me.
Wow. For me, I'm going to go more current and say that, you know, we opened Caramount Health Park in Gastonia, North Carolina. And it was kind of an interesting thing. We got a lot of press around it. The owner, Brandon Bellamy, actually in the deal was Magic Johnson. Got to meet Magic in person. I'm from LA, diehard Lakers fan during the bad and good years and kind of where we are right now.
I don't know. What do you call it right now? Like the retirement years? The retirement years?
I'm not going to get into it. I don't want them hearing me and getting mad at me. But, you know.
Magic Johnson, huh? So he was there, huh?
He was there. I got to meet him. He was there for opening day. And what was really cool was I did 16 or 17 pairs. We customized 17 pairs of Nike Dunks. And I gifted those to people in the city as well as to the ownership group. And we did some custom varsity jackets as well. But we labeled it Friends and Family. And Josh put together, it was a couple of different samples. And Josh will have to tell us what samples they were. But, you know, there's a classic Houdini, which is a vintage 80s rap group. They came out with this rap song called Friends. Anyway, we kind of took that, and also MF Doom was another artist that used a similar sample. And we kind of packaged that into this Friends and Family. And you can see it actually on our website. We did the Nike Dunk release, and I just did a kind of a masterclass at how we chopped up those shoes and repackaged them for the client. It was incredibly meaningful. Even the city officials, they were like, you know what? I'm never going to wear these. I'm going to put them on my wall. Just a lot of emotions behind it. And so we played that at the groundbreaking, but the ribbon cutting ceremony. And it was powerful. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that project was really, really cool because I don't normally play. When the opportunity presents itself, I'll actually record my trumpet on tracks. And that was one of them that I got the opportunity to do that. And it was really, really fun to like fuse those different elements of those samples together and still add to it ourselves to be able to really make it special.
I got a question for you guys about advice, and we'll blame this one at Josh because Jonathan, you know, if he has any more tidbits of advice he could give us, we'd greatly appreciate it. But you're doing a lot now with your own business, Josh. I mean, what's your best advice or something you've utilized in your career to kind of find success at this point?
It's funny you mention that because something that really resonates is something that Jonathan had told me when I was first trying to develop the company business and all that kind of stuff. And that's just to stay humble, consistent, and true to the process. Because if you can, like, your work ethic will normally dictate the amount of not just success, but the ability to envision the next step. Okay, we've accomplished this. What's next? Kind of the Mamba mentality is definitely something that I've really tried to assimilate towards everything that I do, whether that be with my business, with my art, and just making sure that everything is as high of a quality that I can produce.
How does that process work with you again? Like, so I have a project, I just connect with you and we sit down and that's how it works. It sounds like you're very one-on-one, which I like.
Yeah, we try to talk to whoever is in the department for that ad campaign or with that storytelling process. And I try to get a feel for what the brand is all about. The founders, if I can get in contact with them and just kind of get a vibe for where they come from, their culture. If there's anything, I want to try to capture as much of their authenticity into the music, whether that be through their language, culture, ethnicity, things of that nature, things that they enjoy, sports. For instance, when one of the flyover stadium videos that we did with Jonathan, we actually put in themes of baseball, different baseball stadiums and things of that nature. So like it may be subliminal, excuse me, but like to be able to infuse those kinds of things just makes it more of a sonic fingerprint, if you will, towards that brand. And so when we do that, it really develops the one-on-one nature of what we're trying to do in order to help tell stories.
That was Future Stadia. That was our concept project for soccer, for a modular soccer stadium. And we actually won RTF Rethinking the Future, which is an international award in India. We won a design award for that last year. So again, Josh has got his fingerprints on that. That was part of the process.
That's awesome. You guys are winning awards left and right, I'll tell you. Josh and Jonathan, yeah, they work hard and they do a great job. Let's say you have a little free time, which you don't, but if you had some and you had to have a cup of coffee with an artist, who would it be and why?
That's a good question.
Yeah. And let's start with Josh.
I would sit down with Ludwig Göransson. He
a household name, right? Right, Josh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if you knew what he'd worked on, he worked on The Mandalorian. He's done a lot of stuff with what other movies has he worked with? Tenet, Black Panther. He's really become a staple in the film industry with making music that's current and that resonates with a wider audience. And so I'd really like to just sit down and kind of pick his brain for even 30 minutes would be amazing.
I'm going to go with Marvin Gaye, and I'll tell you why. I think about his transformation of sound from his Motown days to when he started speaking about social issues that impacted people of that time. He was doing a lot of self-production on a Roland 808. And what's pretty incredible to me is a documentary where someone found that 808 in a pawn shop in like Switzerland or somewhere where he was recording. And they went through the programming and his entire Midnight Love album was still on the machine.
Wow.
And so they like punched up the track and they started playing it. And, you know, like all of his Midnight Love album was there. He self-produced, he punched that in himself. So that to me, you know, again, that's somebody who transformed from, you know, Motown time to moving forward ahead. And that's kind of what I see with what we want to do ourselves is continue to look forward, move ahead. And we invest in resources. We invest in ourselves. We purchase things like 3D printers. We purchase things that we are interested in so that we can push our agenda ahead without having to wait for somebody else to do it for us.
Well, you guys are both doing a heck of a job. It's been a fabulous conversation. It's really great to have you both on the radio show and on Grill Nation today. Congrats on all your success, and please keep in touch. And I'd love to continue this conversation down the road. And you're inspiring me to push myself more and to have more of a creative vision. So besides wearing Jordan Air Force Ones or Nike Blazers, I gotta step up my game. But I appreciate both of you so much, and thank you for coming on the show today.
Jason, thank you for having us. Yeah, this was really, really great.
Thanks, everybody. And thanks to the listeners for joining us today. We'll see you again next week. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.